It's Behind Kids Back with Greg and Greg.
I'm Greg Gates.
And I'm Greg Oles. We're going to go behind kids back and talk about what happened on Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, so the show is broadcasting live from L.A. all this week.
Los Angeles.
And when you go to Los Angeles, one of the things that you like to do is look around to see if you can find a movie star or a rock star touting about, doing their own thing,
shopping, about it,
eating and doing all that kind of stuff. And Kelly and one of her friends, as it's described, and Jenna and maybe a couple other people, were out to dinner one of these days while out in L.A., and a lady approached her, and Kelly thought, hey, I'm somebody. This person wants to talk to me because I'm famous. But that's not necessarily the case.
So the woman approaches the table and goes, oh, my goodness, ma'am. And Kelly goes, yes. And she goes, where did you get that jean jacket? I have been looking for one She goes, I have been looking for one in that shade that's cropped like that. And I go, I just saw one in Topshop. Kelly goes,
what's the label in the back? And my friend looked over and said, Old Navy.
It's Old Navy, okay? Now get the hell away from me.
I told her, I said,
I'm trying to eat my dinner. I don't need to be telling you about my Old Navy jacket.
Have you ever been mistaken for somebody?
Las Vegas, 2000, maybe 2000, 2002, 2001, 2002, somewhere around there, had a red Texas Rangers baseball hat on.
Uh-oh.
Backwards.
Uh-oh. Fred Durst.
And I got the Fred Durst.
You got Dursted?
I totally got Fred Dursted, and I signed autographs and took pictures.
No, you didn't.
And my buddy Kenny looked at me and was like, those people are dumb.
You don't look anything like Fred Durst.
I guess maybe at the time I did, because I kind of had I had the
scruffle.
I had the goatee kind of thing going on, and my hair was I dyed my hair. My hair was like kind of a yellowish blonde at the time. So I could see a little bit how I could be mistaken, but Fred Durst, no, I don't think so.
No.
I was like, I'm going to rap right here, and then I'm going to rhyme right here, and then
that's
I'm going to throw another rap down right here.
But that's Limp Bizkit right
there. I
know,
there. That's how, yeah. So anyway, I got mistaken for Fred Durst in Las Vegas.
I was buying groceries at the cash and carry, and the person bagging my groceries looked at me and went, did anybody ever tell you look like David Duchovny?
X-Files, huh?
Yeah, and I went, no, never. Never heard that.
Our very own Kelly Raspberry, when I first started working for Kid Craddock in the Morning back in the late 90s, called me Dawson because she thought I looked like James Vanderbeek. And I was like, I don't want
your life.
Speaking of, have you seen his latest commercial?
No.
For Cars.com?
Ooh.
There's a guy.
I don't want your car.
That's basically what he says. He's been reduced to Cars.com commercials.
Oh, poor Vanderbeek.
The scenario is a guy just signed off to buy his new car, and he's like, well, that was easy. And he's like, I could make it a lot harder. And then in walks James Vanderbeek, who starts giving him the I don't want your life speech.
Okay.
And the guy's like, whoa. And then the car salesman's like, okay, James. And he turns and walks out.
I've gotten Duchovny, DJ David Guetta. And I met him once, and I was like, brother!
I think you look most like Brad from Zeusk.
Well, that guy, too. Then that's the last one. Brad from Zeusk.
Another clip we got for you is Kelly. She has decided that Jenna needs to take a new career path.
Well, you could have prostituted yourself.
Well, there's that.
They do a lot of that here, from what I understand.
Dude, that's a good idea. It's a lovely career option.
It's dangerous because it's really windy.
It shows how much you think of Jenna, that would be the career option you'd come up with for her.
No, well, actually, Jason,
that's lovely. That's a look inside your soul, isn't it? Your dark, black soul.
No, Jenna and I are bonding.
Kelly's dream would be for me to get, like, thrown in the trunk of a car and never come back.
Yeah. What's bonding? Calling her a hooker every chance you get?
That was the first time today.
We've only been on 3 minutes.
JC also.
I consider working in radio being a prostitute in general, because they'll say to do something and you got to go do it. And then you get a paycheck at the end of the month.
Yeah, because if you don't go do it, they'll find somebody else that will do it.
Exactly. It's just like that.
And then the last clip we got for you, Kid thinks that it'd be a good idea to rehash old songs. Not really change up the music,
just the way that the song is sung.
Maybe her estate.
Well, there's that, and it depends. Maybe they want to do a version of this song that's updated, and it's a different tempo or a different rhythm.
How about they can still do that, but include her vocals on it?
I'm saying you can't if they change the sound of the song.
Yes,
you can.
If they change it from "Don't go chasing waterfalls" to "Don't go chasing waterfalls,"
yeah, they
then they can't do that.
They can manipulate anything.
You know what? I think you have a hit with that.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. We stick to the rivers and the lakes. I'm going to change every song like that. Never mind up on someone like you.
Oh. Yeah. That would get annoying if every song sounded like that.
It would get annoying if just that one song sounds like that.
All the songs sound like
that. I would catch a grenade for you.
It's All Day's Love.
I want to hold your hand.
I want to hold your hand.
Or you could go to Jailhouse Rock. Elvis.
That's it? You just said Jailhouse Rock?
Jailhouse Rock.
You don't even know how the song goes?
That's it. That's all it is. It's just Jailhouse Rock.
You are the worst. Like, sometimes I think you're not the worst, and then you show me why you are, in fact, the worst.
That's my thing.
Jailhouse Rock. You could have went 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock.
I pushed my car into a bridge. I don't care. I love it.
You can't see this at home, but I am facepalming myself so hard right now.
Maybe you're a song. Maybe I'm going to roll my windows down and cruise. How about that one? Keep it in the top 40 realm. But Florida Georgia Line and Nelly.
I want to smack your face off of your face.
I'm hilarious.
All right, it's kind of like Fred from the B-52s.
Tin roof, rusted. How about that?
By my, oh my god! there's no words.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Behind Kids Back. Check us out, facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow.
Or go to KidNation.com for all of your Kid Craddock in the Morning content and needs.
Is that KidNation.com?
KidNation.com!
You've been Behind Kids Back with Greg and Greg.